I don't know how that happened. I'm muted. Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, every day I see people fall into the water, right? Including myself. And Peter, he had Jesus right in front of him. I mean, like, right there. I can't tell you all the times that I've been in a spot and I'm like, Jesus, just come down for a millisecond. Show me your face. I just want to see you and I can get through this, right? And I didn't see it, but, you know, I'm here, right? Peter, he was right in front of Peter, and yet his humanness and his fears and his doubts and his, you know, all his insecurities became stronger than his faith, and into the water he went. So it's just hard being human, right? I mean, it's hard to be a human. Trying here. So it's hard to be human. And, you know, every day I get up right now, I'm 68 years old. I don't want to be 68 years old, but I am. You know, I have hair loss, eyesight loss, you know, hearing loss, you know, elasticity loss. But I gain here, you know, that's not a problem. So we have a lot of losses, and the really tough ones are the loss of our loved ones. And this year, I lost a good friend, Kelly, and I lost my sister, which was a bit unexpected. And I lost a chunk of money being hacked. And so I can honestly say that the month of June, the entire month of June, I may as well have just wore my scuba gear to bed. Seriously, because I woke up every morning underwater. All I could hear was the wind blowing and the big waves. Just kept beating that fear in me and my doubts and my insecurities, and I was just crushed the entire month. And then I thought, well, you know what? Kelly was a child of God before she was a friend of mine, right? Number one. And it was his will that we met, and I had those wonderful memories with her. And my sister was a child of God, and I was blessed to have her for 68 years. She lived close to me and was only 18 months older than me. That's a blessing. My parents were chosen for me. My brother was chosen for me. They're all home now, waiting for me. It's another story, but they're all up there now, and I'm okay with that, you know, because that's how life is. I have friends that read books and read scripture on a regular basis, pray a lot more than me. And they'll give me books and inspire me, and, you know, I'll get like halfway through the book, maybe even halfway through the first chapter, and I'll be like, not doing it for me. You know, maybe tomorrow, I'll read it tomorrow. And I sign up for seminars online that are supposed to help me get closer to God and pay for them, and then I don't even sign on and take the class, so, you know, failure, right? That's what I think. When I do things like that, I think, I'm a loser. I mean, I don't deserve anything that's God given me. I can't even finish a book. I can't pray every day like my friends do. I just don't. And so, as we continue to beat ourselves up, right, I was thinking, wait a minute, I am Kitty Katus, right? I am a child of God, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. I am loved by God. He doesn't care. He loves me when I watch too much TV. He loves me when I have that extra beer, and I'm beating myself up. You know, he loves me when I don't finish that book, because that's who God is. He loves us so much. So I heard him ask me, Kitty, what is it that makes you happy? And I'm thinking, well, playing sports has always made me happy. But then again, I love to win. And you don't win much at 68 years old. So that's on the back burner. But what really makes me happy, believe it or not, is animals. I love animals. I love deer, I love raccoon, I love birds. I could watch a squirrel all day, videos of animals. I could do it for hours, right? I don't, but I could, because they make me happy. You know, and their unconditional love is pretty sweet as well, right? So God said, well, then find a book, download a book about an animal, something that brings you joy. And I thought, well, kind of makes sense. I'm in healthcare, I'm in my car a lot. So I downloaded a book called Homer's Odyssey. And it's about a little kitten that gets tossed out on the street after it's born in South Beach, Miami. And after 4 weeks, a vet finds it and brings it to, you know, where she works. And its eyes were so infected that he had to remove both of its eyes. And then he had to stitch them closed, like the little X, like the little doll faces, you know, little doll eyes. And then they put it in the kennel, and every day people kept walking past this kitten, like, who wants a blind kitten? Can't even find the litter box, right? You can't even play with it. It's not going to make me happy. You can't see the string. So this went on for a few weeks, and then one day, this girl walked in who had two cats of her own. And she stopped in front of that cage, and she said, this kitty is special. You know, it needs special love. So she took it home. She actually was living with someone in their home, and her roommate said, are you crazy? Well, you've got two cats, and you bring home a blind kitten. You know, what are you thinking? It's going to knock stuff over. It's going to go all over the house. And she said, this kitten is special. It needs special love, and that will make it work. And so 4 months go by, and sure enough, it was working out pretty good. And so when she went to move into her parents to save money for her own place, she said, her roommate said, you know, your parents have two dogs, and three cats is a lot. You know, if you want, you can keep Homer. I'll keep Homer. That was a blind cat, kitten, right? So she said, oh, no, I'm taking all my cats, especially Homer. So she gets to her parents, and her parents are like, are you crazy? You're bringing a blind kitten into this house with two dogs? The dogs are going to chase it all over the place. It's going to run into a wall, break its neck. She's like, no, this kitten is special. It needs special love. It's going to be okay. So 6 months later, things were fine. Saves up her money to go into her own place, and her parents say, you know, you're in a new place, got a new job, you got a lot of responsibilities. Three cats is a lot. You know, we'll take Homer. See, Homer became so popular in this book. Everybody loved Homer. Why did they love Homer? I mean, that kitten worked every day, lived every day on blind faith. That kitten had so much faith from the love that that person had for it, that it just survived, and it not only survived, it thrived. It had someone that loved them for exactly the way they were, button eyes and all, right? And that's all that God wants from us. He wants us to be happy. He wants us to thrive on that blind faith. So I say we all go home this week and be little Homers. Amen? Thank you.